Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hot Cares, Monday, Wednesday. We try and, of course, help out where we can all the time. We know there are people that are in need. It's tough out there. And, you know, some of us aren't always getting the best sort of cards being dealt us. And that's what we'd like to hear from you. You guys tell us. And we, of course, with the money that we raise every year, go and see where we can help out and where we can make a meaningful difference. And that's what we're going to do this morning as well.
So this morning we're chatting to Azel Rulofsa. That's Esmerie's mother. And it's really a strange case, as we're looking through the letter, a strange case of Esmerie being so, so ill. She had a fever for about 2 weeks. And then that moved to paralysis. It's been a crazy journey.
I mean, can you imagine? It's just, you start with like a bit of a virus and what you think is like a common cold, and all of a sudden it turns up to be a lot more than that and ends up being, as you've just said, in temporary, we hope, paralysis. But maybe you can tell us, Azel, a little bit more about it. You certainly had a tough time.
Yeah, it's a backdrop of having chronic tonsillitis over 5 years, always motivating it to get removed. And obviously, a lot of medication, she built up a resistance that it's not working. So before the 30th of November, she fell, well, she basically injured her neck and disregarded it being a child. And then she fell sick by getting a rash. I got a medication for it. By the Wednesday, everything subsided. I said to her, stay at home because you're not 100% yet. And by the Friday, I got home. Her feet was ice cold and heavy fever. Took her to the clinic the Saturday morning. Yeah. And then from there, she couldn't walk. So her brother helped her by piggybacking her to get a Bolt. We started our journey where she couldn't walk. And the clinic couldn't do anything. So we went to the first emergency rooms. Then they did the proper tests, you know, the pin touching the head to toe, no feeling. gave a referral letter to Rahima Musa, and our journey started. And burning sensation right throughout her body. First thing they did, drew blood, got her to the Angel Ward. Then they booked us in the following day. And then treatment started happening between cortisone drips, then the polymer drip the next week, going into shock, having lumbar punctures, the bladder collapsing, not seriously knowing what was happening with her at the time. So the polymer drip, her leg started getting sensation, but some medication obviously had a different reaction. One hand was swollen up because it went into the veins, didn't go into the vein, it went into her flesh. So obviously the left arm couldn't function with the occupational therapist helping her at a time. And by roughly the 18th of December, we got transferred to Nelson Mandela. So the journey started there after we've already gone through the lumbar puncture, the MRI at Rahima Musa.
Gee whiz.
Redoing everything. This child had a fever for 2.5 weeks in a heat wave where there was no water supply, running up and down to the shops just to cool her down, and blisters everywhere. Not getting a vein when she went purple. They had to sedate her.
Went,
she was shocked twice in one day.
Sure, Azel. This sounds like such an ordeal to happen. Actually, it sounds like over the space of a month or two. But also, Esmerie's only 11 years old.
She's now, she actually had her birthday at home. Thank God that we could pick her up and take her home for the weekend. Our little flat was covered in people, 20 people, in fact. So she was happy to be able to go and spend the day at home, and also to be able to go to church the morning and just go back to the rehab. But in a very short time frame, God is good. Through a lot of prayer, it's only my parents that managed to be able to visit. My work colleagues compiled a little package out of love and just say, what do you need? You know, what can I do to just, you know, snack-wise or toiletries or things? Because I'm living next to on a little bench that I sleep on since day one, and changing nappies and doing catheterization, because that was a factor which she didn't, you know, privacy and everything was now down the drain, and she didn't want people to touch her, and she was sensitive going through puberty and a child's life has been taken away in the normal sense.
I mean, there's so much going on, and she is doing so well. I just want you to take a deep breath, because we want to help you out here. And I can hear you're a single mum, you're working in Roodepoort area, she's up in Pretoria, you don't have the means to get there and back, so you're literally working Monday to Friday, trying to see her at the weekend. I understand that. And you can't always afford that. Let us help you for the next 4 months so this girl gets back to where she was as a young girl.
And she sounds like such an incredible little warrior. You know, to hear about the progress that you described, from complete paralysis to wheelchair to moving on her own, she's on a frame, she's making such great progress. And like Parky said, we want to give her the best possible opportunity to be able to do that.
So have a listen to this, okay? I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to just listen to what we're going to do for the next 4 months. We're going to sort out your transport costs to get there and back, okay? Up to 5,000 Rand every month. We'll sort it out, okay?
Thank you.
We'll sort out some accommodation for you at an Airbnb close by, or if you're going home, we'll make a plan. You can come in the car with you. That's also fine. That's sorted.
But we want you to be able to be there on the weekends. Like you said, she's doing so well. She's getting pass outs and she still needs her mama. So we'll sort you out with a B&B for weekend visits once a month.
How does that sound?
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Okay, we're also going to give you, I know you need some support from a supplement point of view and a nutrition point of view, and all of that is costly. So we'll give you a couple of thousand rands there every month for the next 4 months to sort out those supplements that you need. Okay, so we'll sort that out as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I understand that because Esmerie's been on cortisone for so long, she's had some changes in her body. And so, like you said, she's coming up on puberty. She's a growing girl. She's going to need some new clothes. We thought we'd throw in a once-off clothing voucher valued at 3,000 Rand so that Esmerie can get herself some nice stuff, seeing as she's going to be strutting up and down soon and very soon.
Yeah, because she won a couple of years ago Miss Photogenic and First Princess, because she's really? Like a little model and she wants to go dance at her church. So you're going to give her a boost that she'll never forget in her life and be thankful forever.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure. I know that you're going through a lot of trauma. You're going through a lot of hard work and you seem to be a very strong lady, a very strong mum. And we wish you all the best of luck, and we're just doing what we can for the next 4 months to get this girl back to where she needs to be.
Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. And Esmerie is going to be ecstatic. Even the principal that's doing the remote schoolwork with her, she posted a little note for her and says she's never met a girl more positive. She's exceeding everybody's expectations because she wants to get back to school and get her life back.
That's brilliant. That's excellent.
She will. Thank you so much.
We know she will. And all the best of luck, and thank you for chatting to us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much at the bottom of my heart. You have no idea.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.